Welcome everyone, welcome to the Learning Annex and welcome to an afternoon of shamanic healing. My name is Alberto Villoldo. I will be your speaker guide for the next couple of hours. I've just come from the tropics. I was just in Mexico for a month, taking part in anthropological expeditions to some of the Mayan ruins. And it's a really wonderful to go from intense sun and heat. In fact, I was in the ocean a day ago, and we're doing a little bit of underwater archaeology, to being in New York in the snow. What we want to do this afternoon is to get a sense of what the shaman is, who the shaman is, how does shamanic healing work, and why does it make a difference for us in the first place. So the shaman is the individual who mediates between the visible and the invisible world, between the world of energy and the world of matter, between the material and the sacred worlds. And the shaman is an individual, man or woman, who emerges in a traditional society and who really keeps an active dialogue with the unseen world, with the invisible world, which the shaman understands informs, influences, and even guides the workings of our visible world. For us, the invisible world does not exist in the West. We have the microscopic world, which of course we can observe if we use a powerful enough microscope, but the invisible world as such does not exist. The shaman understands that the visible world, the material world, which is the only one that we consider real, is truly only the 1% world. And that the 99% world is the invisible world, the invisible domain. And the shaman becomes a master at journeying through these domains, recovering information from these domains, and influencing the outcome of events within these domains. The Tao says, heal things before they are born, before they manifest in time. This is what the shaman learns to do, to heal things before they're born, to fix things before they need repairing, to set and install the vision in the invisible world so that it manifests in the physical, in the visible world. For us to understand shamanic healing, which is the basis of our talk this afternoon, it's important for us to get a sense of the mythology in which shamanism occurs and how different it is to our Western mythology, because we have a very funky mythology in the West. It's a very patriarchal mythology, very funky mythology, very masculine. And our mythology, of course, informs reality. In fact, reality, what we call reality, are those myths that we haven't quite seen through yet, that we still do not understand.